Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football Sunday. So good to me.
All right. It is good to me. And it was good to me last week. As I won the week 3-2. And typical fashion, I got the three picks I like correct and got both locals wrong because I have no idea how not to stay away from these two franchises. I'm an idiot. Fliegelman finished in second. He went 2-3. And Markle, last year's runaway champion, went 1-4 to start the week. So since we've done the leader goes last, Fliegelman, you get to go first. Picks for a week number two in the NFL. Again, if you don't remember, we do three other picks, and then the two locals. Five total picks. So, Fliegelman, let's get it rolling.
All right, well, first I got to point out, Marco has one bad week and then decides not to show up.
That's so true, already.
It shows you what a coward he is. So, the three non-locals for me first. Give me the Ravens minus the 8.5 over the Raiders. I didn't include this pick last week, but I did bet the Chargers. I celebrated like a team I rooted for won something when Antonio Pierce punted.
Oh, my God. Four,
7 and change left, 4th-and-1 at the Chargers 43. I laughed my tail. I mean, that was thank you, Antonio Pierce. I think the Raiders all year, we've talked about it before, are going to be one of the worst teams in the league. It's a countdown until Davante Adams is traded to the Jets. They have to go into Baltimore against a Ravens team that is on extra rest, is probably really ticked off that they lost that game week one against the Chiefs, looking to put the smackdown on somebody, and they're going to take that out on the Raiders. So that's game number one. Game number two, it's funny because I have the one game is it's a spoiler for later on.
Okay.
I'm picking it, but I threw the other end in my take a chance.
Okay.
Give me the Cardinals minus the 1.5 against the Rams.
Yeah.
So Sean McVay has dominated the Cardinals in his career. I didn't want to go with some of the bigger numbers like the Lions, and I like this Cardinals team. They were good to me last week against the Bills. I think this offense is legit. They had some really horrible play calls in third down and in the red zone, but they kept pace with the Bills in Buffalo. And as we saw last night, this Bills team is maybe a little bit better or a lot better than we wanted to give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home, the Rams without Puka Nacua. They have a bunch of guys already going on injured reserve. So I think this is a chance for the Cardinals to maybe sneak by. And if it's a close game, they just have to cover 1.5. So I'm sure I'm setting myself up for the 31-30 Cardinals win.
Right.
But I'll lay the 1.5 with the Cardinals in game three. And then the next one for me, non-local, Eagles minus the 6.5 on Monday night. Now, earlier this line, like before week one, this was a 3.5, 4-point spread. It has jumped. The Falcons looked like a team. You know, Aaron Rodgers didn't look that rusty coming off of his Achilles tear. Maybe it's because he did it a few weeks earlier than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins
looked terrible.
Yeah. And I know the Steelers have a great defense. The Eagles don't. It's just okay. But they have to go to Philly. It's going to be a party. The Eagles home opener. They come off that week one win against the Packers. It's going to be raucous environment in Philly. I think this Eagles team covers this game by more than a touch. I think they're going to blow them out. The Falcons, they don't have a great defense, and the offense I don't think is ready.
Right.
I still think they'll have an okay season, but there was a lot of rust on that offense,
a lot
of new pieces in week one. So give me the Eagles. With the locals, look, we've been talking about it all week. If it's not now for the Giants, it's I don't know if we could take the Giants as big underdogs the rest of the way if they don't show up with a little bit of pride and win this game. Washington has a great future with Jaden Daniels. I love Jaden Daniels. They're not ready. They got beat badly by the Bucs last week. The Giants have to show you something. If not, this is going to be, for a franchise that's had a lot of ugly seasons in the last decade, this might be the ugliest if they don't get up off the mat and give you a performance. I know it's a road game. That's not a tough environment
right.
in that stadium. Go win on Sunday for Big Blue. And I said last week, even if I think the Jets are going to win some of these games, I'm not picking them until they win a game and cover. So give me the Titans plus 3.5.
Oh, look at you.
Even though if the Jets can't win this game, their season's not over.
Right.
I said a couple weeks ago they were going to go 0-2 and then win 12 games for the season.
Yeah.
But Will Levis looked terrible on Sunday.
Yep.
Please, for the love and for the sanity of all Jets fans, I can't come in here Sunday night and you're reacting to the Jets losing to this Titans team.
Yeah, no, that would be bad.
But I'm picking the Titans.
All right. I'm going to start with the Cowboys at home against New Orleans. New Orleans is coming off an absolute beatdown of Carolina. I think they probably are thinking pretty highly of themselves instead of realizing they just beat a team that was inept. And I love the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. I didn't even think they played that clean a game against the Cleveland Browns and absolutely dismantled them. I think early on, particularly in these seasons, they can get on runs. And I think right now, offensively, they're on a run. I don't like the head coach, obviously, I've talked about Dennis Allen and the quarterback Carr. I don't like that combination. I don't like this team. I know they won by a million points last week. I'm fading them every chance I get. And I think this Cowboy team is legit. I think they'll put up points. And I think the -6.5 is an easy number for me. So give me the Cowboys -6.5. The next two games, I'm kind of just going to play feelings that I've typically always felt and trends that have typically always taken place over the last couple of years. Give me Cincinnati plus 5.5 against Kansas City. Home favorite of more than a field goal. You'd be surprised how poor this Kansas City team is at covering the spread and how poor Patrick Mahomes is at covering the spread. And I think Cincinnati coming off a miserable loss to the Patriots, unless you're telling me I know his wrist, you know, the famous video over the last couple of days, we've seen it a million times, him flexing his wrist. If you don't trust Burrow, then stay away from this. But I do trust Burrow, and I do trust this team. And I think they were a Super Bowl contender a week ago, and I'm not going to allow one bad loss to the Patriots to change it. I think they have been as good as anyone at bouncing back. If you look at Burrow's numbers, although he hasn't won a single week two in his career, which scares me, but he bounces back from losses as good as anyone in the NFL. And again, Kansas City at home is a big-time favorite, 5.5 here in this case. They've done a poor job of covering the spread. So I'm going to stick with that trend. I like Cincinnati to bounce back. Give me Cincy getting 5.5 on the road in Kansas City. And then Mike Tomlin is one of the easier coaches to bet with in my experience. Road favorite, you know, or home dog. Home dog, easy bet on Pittsburgh like I nailed last week. This time, on the road as a favorite, this is the kind of game that Pittsburgh struggles with. And I watched a lot of that Seattle-Denver game last week. I thought Denver's defense was far better than I thought it would be. They got after it, especially in the first half. I know they blew the game late, but they got after Geno Smith. And I just have a feeling that at home, this offense is going to find enough to do. Plus, you got this Pittsburgh offense with Fields as the quarterback. I don't trust it at all. I just don't trust it at all. And especially Mike Tomlin, again, for me, this is just the trend. Home dog, I bet him. Road favorite, I stay away. That has done good for me over the last couple of years. So I'm going to take the upstart Denver Broncos to have a good performance against Pittsburgh. Give me Denver plus 2.5 at home against Pitt. And then the two locals, I've been saying it all week. I feel like I've given away my pick. I'm going with the Giants plus 1.5. This is it. This is the last time I will bet them at all, the last time I will pick them. They've had success against this team. They were terrible last week against the Bucs. I think, you know, Daniel Jones has played well against this franchise for whatever reason, and this defense is putrid. I think they're going to try and get their run game going and make things easier for Daniel Jones. I think they're going to be able to do that a little bit. And I just think, hopefully, this offensive line of the Washington as well was brutal in that game. This is the game Kayvon Thibodeau, famously Sunday night against Washington, rookie season, had that big coming out party. I think Burns and Thibodeau get after the quarterback a little bit, make Daniel's day a little bit tough, and they find a way to win a football game. If they don't, I don't even know what I'll think about the Giants moving forward. So give me the Giants plus 1.5. And then, yeah, I'm all over the Jets here. You know how I feel about them. I think they're going to bounce back from that terrible loss. I think the defense is going to focus on stopping the run, and Will Levis is awful. He threw away a 17-point lead against the Chicago Bears, who didn't even need to score an offensive touchdown to not only overcome that, but to come back and win by a touchdown. They didn't need an offensive touchdown. That's how bad Will Levis was in this Tennessee Titans team was. So give me the Jets. I think This is the game where we get our first real glimpse of this high-flying Aaron Rodgers offense. I don't think it's particularly close. I think 3.5 is an easy, sweatless cover. Give me the Jets minus 3.5 against Tennessee. So I got the Cowboys at home against Nola, getting 6.5. Cincy on the road getting, Cowboys giving 6.5. Cincy on the road in Kansas City getting 5.5. And Denver at home against Pitt giving 2.5. I have them right here. And then Giants and Jets. And we got Marco's picks real quick. Marco's with me on the Cowboys, minus 6.5. He's taking the Texans over the Bears, minus 6.5. Jaguars over the Browns, minus 3.5. And for his locals, he's taking the Jets, minus 3.5, and the Giants, plus 1.5. We don't learn.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you change your mind,
All right, 405. I do love this stupid song. Big Bonagle here with you. All right, time for the Take a Chance parlay. Just three dogs parlayed together. See if we can hit them. Every one of us failed last week. We'll try to get it going here. Fliegelman, you want to start?
Sure. I already alluded to one. I'm taking the Rams, even though I like the Cardinals, because right. I got to take a chance on somebody. Let it be Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay and Cooper Kupp against a team with no defense. The second game, you have it in your regular picks. The Broncos at home against the Steelers. Second straight road game for the Steelers to start off the season. We've talked about with the Jets how difficult that could be. They're flying to Denver, all the altitude, all that nonsense. And as much as I don't trust Bo Nix in that Broncos offense, like you said, the defense looked pretty solid in that game against the Seahawks. And this has, you know, 19-17 Steelers victory maybe even written all over it, or 19th going the other way. I think this is a very close, low-scoring game, so I'll take the Broncos as a chance to upset them in that. And the last one for me, what would just add to the misery for the Jets of, hey, maybe that team that embarrassed you in week one is good but not great. Give me the Vikings at home because, one, I believe in Sam Darnold. I've talked about that, believing the Vikings can have a solid, close to 500, maybe flirt with a playoff spot season. They're at home, and most of the other dogs on this board, I mean, I can't even go near. So those are the three for me, the Rams, the Broncos, and the Vikings.
I'm going to have a little fun with mine. I'm going to take Denver as one of them, clearly. I really do believe they have a chance to win this game outright against Pittsburgh. I've already told you why. And then I'm going to have a little bit of fun. I understand they lost Love. I'm going to take a chance with the Packers at home against the Colts. Richardson is prone to making mistakes, and if not getting healthy, I think that one game against Houston is going to really make everybody think, with the injury to Love, that they have no chance in this game. Green Bay was supposed to be one of the better teams in this NFC, And the head coach has done a really good job with this team. And I think the defense is actually pretty good. I think they have a chance, even with the quarterback. And again, I don't know if Willis could play. I have no idea. We're going to find out. But I just still think this is a good quality team at home, off that injury. I think they have a chance to win this game outright. And then the crazy one, I don't know if it's crazy necessarily, but everybody told me that the Panthers are going to be a far better team this year. Well, they were awful last week. But you know what? Even in victory, I didn't think the Chargers played well at all. I mean, the Raiders were terrible. And like we were talking about punting in, they just gave away the game. They had no interest in winning. I don't think he played that well. And I'm going to take a chance at +4.5. So if I hit this one, I'm really making some money. I got the Panthers +4.5, Denver +2.5, and the Packers +3. That's the take a chance parlay. And Marco, he gave us a chance to play. I forget him. When you're not here, I forget
I have
you.
Marco. So yeah. He cheated and went with the Bills because he just submitted his picks a little early. Took one of the best teams in the league.
No, he set it in at 6:17 p.m., yeah, so it counts.
It's like one of those rules I guess we hadn't covered that you can't. So yes. Smart by Marco.
Yes.
And then he has the Rams and the Bengals.
The Bengals. Nice. I like it. Take a chance parlay, which is something I came up with just so I could play the Dopey song, because I do love it.
And in part of that, it turned later on, was because Marco doesn't like the song.
Right, but then
he's
he
a weird person
so
who doesn't
much,
like
yeah.
ABBA, and he's not even here today
no,
to hear it.
That's okay. I still enjoy it. But yes, that was part of the fun as well. And honestly, I don't even know if I would have done the opening to the pick segment with Football Sunday if Marco didn't almost die laughing.
Oh, I wish we had that on film.
I know. He was just, I couldn't believe the reaction. I think the intro was so long he had no idea what it was. And then when he heard me sing, he just lost it. But yeah, the Football Sunday song that I made just to bother my wife on a drive up to Warwick. Didn't do it for work or anything. Did it strictly just to annoy my wife. You gotta love it.